without Rish. The whole process of description of Chanutz Pesucho we discussed at that time says that this is given the picture of the world from Rav Akiva's high level of the Minas Adin level, right? Person who relates to things on the purest pure, right? On the highest. Right? What's the punchline? We'll discuss it next week, but just let's get the proper perspective of the middle part of the Mishnah. You have to hear the last words of the Mishnah. The last Mishnah of the Mishnah is the Chovos Hukam Nesuda. That's totally missing. That's right in the middle. We have Yesh Damamashi Yismuchu Vadin Din Emes. Then Vakom Hukam Nesuda. Chovos Hukam Nesuda. However you're going to learn, however you understand, on whichever level you're talking about, but you're talking about the highest levels of Sechar, the pinnacles of Sechar. Where'd that come in? Make another Mishnah if you want to talk about Sechar. This is a Einish Mishnah. This is a Din Mishnah. What's that all about? We'll only start this week and we'll discuss it clearer next week. We'll start within the subject of the Gaboyim and this reaction. The Pasuk tells us, V'yadata ki kasher yaseh oves b'noi kach Hashem l'kach yaseh. The Pasuk tells us that we have a chiyuv of basic yisayis, to know that when a person receives Yisurim, he cannot look at it in Oynish, just like a Mishtara, a Melech. A Melech gives punishment, a Bezdin gives punishment. In Mechal Shabbos, Skila. Do this, Reif. If this, then that. Where the punchline is, there's a wrong here, and there's a punishment that is a resultant of that wrong. Atka, that's where it ends. That is the type of punishment that ends this punishment. It starts this punishment, ends this punishment, that's the whole story, punishment. Right? If you don't want to get involved in this story, don't do against the rules. Right? But if you do the rules, so then the policeman comes, and they take you to court, and they judge you, and then the end is that you pay the price. So you've gone off with Leah. You did this, you get that, finish, that's the end of the story. That's where it starts, that's where it ends, that's the end. The merechet of din, of a bezdin, of a melech, of all mahalchi mishpot tachtoinim, end as punishment. That's the end of the story. The one exception to the punishment rule, it doesn't start as einish, and then end is on, is the way a father punishes a child. It's described in Pasuk Yisrael Mishlei here. Ahava musteras v'teichachas magula. Another Pasuk in Mishlei, okay. Choshech shifto esin yiblui, which understand the reverse, a person who has a proper love for his child will express that love in punishment as is necessary. But what we have here is an inside layer and an outside layer. The outside layer looks exactly the same punishment as every other form, but as a court. You did this, then that. That's it. If this, then that. Bang on the head. You did this wrong, so you get that. That's it. By a father, just as when the father gives the child his needs, physical needs, emotional needs, financial needs, there's an expression of connection and love, so too, and not less, the expression of punishment in father form is a direct, proper, necessary expression of love of a father, assuming that we're dealing with a child and a child is imperfect. Every imperfect child, right, has to have a father who will love him sufficiently to punish him as is necessary to bring out his benefit. One of the necessary expressions of love, since a child is imperfect, is that there should be this mahalach also. But what's taking place on the surface is punishment. Right? Crime and punishment. On the inner level, what's taking place is a relationship, a form of connection of father and son. Just to be able to leave us with some type of a completion for today, we'll add to Zenta's next week and Glean, and I'll explain that. Since we're dealing with a father punishment, the way a person receives a punishment from a court has really no direct interaction. It's totally not involved, doesn't relate b'chlal to the way the action of the court or of the melech with the shlichim to do their job. There's a need for seder, there's a need for punishment, there's a need for law and order. So if this, then that. Finished. Go home. Court goes home. You did like it, you didn't like it, you scream, you curse. That's your problem. It's totally unrelated to the process of delivering the punishment. Because the punishment and the reaction have no connection whatsoever. In the process of delivering the punishment of a child to a child from a father, the process, the way the child receives the punishment, is extremely important determinant to what degree what took place here was a relationship. If there's proper, well, father, first it starts in the father, in the physical father, it starts from the father. A father can forget himself and not be a father and give punishment out of anger. And as a melech or a bezdin, I don't know, so vada, it starts with proper form of giving the punishment from the father. But in our subject, we don't have that problem. Right. Whether the punishment will be a punishment of connection, of relationship, or a punishment of disrelationship, that's dependent on acceptance. So the giving of the punishment itself, whether it's a punishment of relationship, or we'll call it punishment of love, or it's a punishment of relationship, a punishment of love and relationship, or a punishment that was received as oinish and vesulo, that's dependent on how it was received. So the two go together. The moshel neuro of Akiva, of using words that are talking about the way the punishment is given in a way that everybody understands, that the papoil that we're talking about is how it's received, is the nifloyest of how the Akiva gave us over this concept, that when I'm talking about the giving of the punishment, I'm talking about the giving of a punishment for the purpose of a relationship of connection. And the way that it's received is an intrinsic, most intrinsic part of determining what level of relationship there is here. If it's received this way, then what happened here was a simple. It hurt. And if it didn't, then Poshut, like Navinia says, if it's received this way, then we're dealing with Gan Eden. And if we receive this way, then we're dealing with Gan. The same thing, the same story. We'll hold it here next week and share more.